M-Chat with Business Leaders. Welcome to our M-Chat podcast.
Why do Slovak patients not have an access to innovative treatments while patients from the neighboring countries do? And what COVID-19 revealed about the quality of our healthcare system? Two leading general managers from the pharmaceutical industry will share their views on patient health management in Slovakia and tell us their experiences. We will also discuss why is the American Chamber of Commerce active in healthcare issues and what are the key policy activities within its healthcare committee.
Let's listen to our full podcast. My name is Petra Zape, and I work at the American Chamber of Commerce as a senior policy manager. And today we will talk about the quality of healthcare for Slovak patients. Our honored speakers and guests are Mrs. Mateja Čotár, General Manager at Novartis Oncology and Country President Novartis Slovakia, and also an MCHEM board member. Welcome, Mateja.
Thank you very much, Petra.
We also welcome Mr. Darren Wilson, a General Manager Roche Slovakia and an MCHEM board member. Welcome, Darren.
Thank you, Petra. Happy to be here.
Welcome both, and thank you for being part of our podcast. I read the article at a European News Politico. The headline was, "The Visegrad 4 share something tragic in common. They have among the worst cumulative death rates from COVID-19 in Europe, far above the EU average and above most Western European countries. Per capita mortality rate in the Czech Republic and Hungary is almost twice the EU average, taking into account all deaths since the pandemic start. Slovakia is about 40% above the EU average per capita mortality rate." Mateja, Darren, what do you think? What does it say about the Slovak healthcare system?
Petra, this is a very good question, actually. I personally am spending my third year in Slovakia, and I feel that not just for the past 3 years, but for many years, Slovakia has the need to make comprehensive changes in healthcare sector that would lead to a sustainable and a high-quality healthcare system. On the other hand, Slovak healthcare system is facing a lack of finances. Yet we see there are sufficient funds in the system, however, the resources are being wasted. In such an environment, there are groups of different interests, of course, and they oppose one another, which results in a much smaller chance of mutual understanding and agreement when the major changes and prioritization should be done. But in spite of significant negative financial impact of COVID-19 on healthcare system, I feel, and the economic parameters show, Slovakia is still in a pretty good condition, having potential of all emerging Central European countries. As a main risk for investors, but not only healthcare industry, as well other industries, there are many, many times lack of sustainability, continuity, expertise, and I as well see significant gaps in legislation that are the main risk. Darren, what is your thoughts about it?
Yeah, I think I'll just build on what you're saying, Mateja, because I think, you know, we're talking about COVID-19, and to be fair, you know, many health systems around the world, we were not prepared for this. And this is definitely has been an enormous challenge and stress on the healthcare systems, but specifically in Slovakia. That being said, you know, we do actually have this tangible outcome in Slovakia on the delivery of healthcare versus other EU member states when we do look at the measure of mortality. And this is really a strong indicator that bold action and systemic healthcare reform is needed in Slovakia. So it puts the question in front of us, you know, how can we set a framework for a Slovak healthcare system that is well-functioning, modern, efficient, and most importantly, and I really like to stress this, centered around the Slovak patient. And, you know, the best way to answer questions like this is for open dialogue and collaboration across all stakeholders in the Slovak healthcare system. The challenge of healthcare cannot be solved by the government alone or by any one stakeholder. It requires multi-stakeholder engagement with the government, health insurance companies, industries like our own, physician associations and patient groups, all of us sitting together around the same table at the same time with the common cause to help to advance the delivery of healthcare in this country.
Thank you, Mateja and Darren. Let's talk about your business experience in Slovakia. Novartis and Roche are global pharmaceutical companies, active in more than 100 countries around the world. The responsibility of pharmaceutical industry is to play active role in research, discovery, and development of new medicine, and you also take an active role in helping to ensure that the patients receive access to innovative cures and treatment options to combat diseases affecting today's global community. Slovakia and Slovak patients benefit significantly from the presence of pharmaceutical industry in Slovakia in many ways. So how would you describe business environment, including political and legislative framework, and how do you see your company's future in Slovakia?
So Petra, I'm really happy you're bringing this question forward because it actually is an important question. And the reason why is that the life science industry, the pharmaceutical industry in Slovakia is very important. From a societal perspective, we are value-adding partners towards improving the health system, bringing innovation and expertise know-how across the entire patient care pathway, from prevention strategies, diagnostic technologies for early detection, and life-saving, life-improving innovative treatments, and also as we modernize the opportunity to bring in digital health resources for better patient management. And from all of this and our presence in Slovakia, we help to boost the economy with significant contribution of approximately 151 million euro in gross value added and employing approximately 5,000 jobs. And this really helps to improve Slovakia's purchasing power for pharmaceuticals and fosters the development of local Slovak talent. So being a strong contributor for innovation and the fact that we're working to build partnering platforms with Slovak startups, researchers, and healthcare providers, we're really here to make a positive difference in this country. That being said, and to be very honest, the business environment for companies like our own in Slovakia is very challenging and not sustainable. To date, we have had three major pharmaceutical companies close their offices in Slovakia. And if the current environment continues, there's the risk that in the coming 5 years, other major pharmaceutical companies will do the same. And this is a situation that we would like to avoid at all costs, as we believe it is important to be part of the necessary reform and recovery solutions to help Slovakia build the well-functioning, modern, efficient healthcare system that it deserves, and one, again, that is centered around the Slovak patient. And maybe I'll ask Mateja to kind of build a little bit on this topic.
Thanks, Darren. You're making a very fair point. I can only refer to our in-house experience, to be honest. However, I'm aware of the three colleague fellow companies leaving Slovakia. We have a generic division in-house, and they have already underwent the second transformation, which is very unusual, because if you struggle in a natural environment, if you struggle with the access to innovation, you progress with the generic entities, right? But here we're struggling in both ends. The generic penetration of the medicines of our footprint is one of the lowest in Europe. And it's really pity to see that, because I have worked in five countries before, and in every country we have been able to negotiate with the payers, to have a portfolio deals, to find common grounds, how to get access to various kind of medicines. Yet here we struggle. Some days we struggle even with sitting behind the same table. And I'm a strong believer in partnership. I believe, like Darren mentioned, there should be various partners around the table. We cannot do this alone. I don't believe government can do this alone. However, there is a huge opportunity. It's actually an opportunity.
Thank you for your answers, which brings me to another question regarding the latest analysis of the Association of Innovative Pharmaceutical Industry that shows that only one-third, specifically 31 out of 95 modern medicines for oncological diseases registered through the European Medicine Agency in the years 2011 and 2020 are available in the Slovak Republic for Slovak patients. They mention in their report, for example, that the treatment of breast cancer, doctors in Poland, Czech Republic, or Hungary can use up to 5 of the last 10 registered drugs. In Slovakia, doctors have only 2 drugs available for patients. Mateja, Darren, does this mean that Slovak patient may die because in our country we don't have registered innovative medicine, while in another country may leave this patient longer and higher quality of life? Mateja, do you have personal experience with Slovak patient that innovative drug could save his or her life? And how can business community contribute to this change?
Petra, I'm so sad I have to say yes to this answer. I do have a personal experience, and I'm aware of a female patient younger than me. Being a mother of two little kids, not even attending primary school, having a PhD of a science education. As you know, in Slovakia, you have two kinds of access to innovation. One is the categorization, so-called the traditional reimbursement of the product. But the second, which is quite popular, is as well the exceptional funding. While the categorization is a very rough process, once we get the drug categorized, the doctor will write a prescription, patient will go to pharmacy and will get the medicine, take it home. While in exceptional funding, a doctor has to follow a very robust procedure and apply for an exceptional funding for a drug for a patient he or she believes it's appropriate for his patient. This particular woman did apply for exceptional funding of an advanced breast cancer medicine. It is a standard of care in any other European Union, somewhere 4 years on the market. She was not approved that medicine. I have to say, I was extremely sad when I learned she died. And there is no excuse in 21st century in a European country that this happened, you know? If you look at access to oncology, newly registered medicines, I work in field of oncology, and I'm a Slovenian. And if I compare this to access to Slovakia, you know, 33% of these drugs were available in Slovakia, while in Slovenia, this number is doubled. And if you look at through European leading medical oncology society, it's a professional network, it's not a pharmaceutical network. They claim only 18.5% of new indications are covered with the medicines available in Slovakia out of 135. 18.5%. I think that's really low. And Slovakia has it all. It has all the resources. It has great doctors. It only needs a proper legislative and system fix. And we can help here. We're really willing to help. That's why we're here.
Jack, I thought maybe I would build on Mateja's comments here because, this is one that touches us the most because we are in this industry to help patients. And so for all of us leading in the life science industry, when we can't do that, it creates some of the biggest frustrations. You know, my personal biggest frustration is when we are desperately trying to help Slovak patients gain access to cancer medicines that can help to improve their overall survival, and that the access to these medicines are being rejected by the reimbursement system. And we take measures to go as far as donating our medicines to help to save these patients' lives. And last year, we rallied around supporting two cancer patients who unfortunately died without the access to the treatment that could have helped them. You know, our company, we're 98% Slovaks, and I can only tell you that this has a very high emotional burden on all of them who are here working, trying to make a positive difference in this country. And so just to kind of elaborate on some of the information that Mateja was sharing, you know, according to IQVIA data, Slovakia lags behind all EU countries in terms of both access to innovative medicine and investment into innovative medicine. And I just wanted to go a bit further about cancer care, because this is probably one area that deserves better attention in Slovakia. You know, many of the inaccessible treatments for cancer therapies are standards of care in rest of Europe, but they're not available or only available in very restricted use here in Slovakia. And the irony of all of this is that Slovakia actually pays some of the lowest prices for innovative medicines in all of Europe, and still innovative medicines are not accessible. And this is in contrast to when you look at countries like Czechia, Romania, and Bulgaria. And I can say that we offer life-prolonging cancer medicines that are recognized as the standard of care by the European Society of Medical Oncologists. As Mateja said, especially for women with breast cancer or with people with devastated lung cancer. And these medicines just simply remain unavailable or restricted use in Slovakia when they are more available and broadly available in Czechia, Romania, and Bulgaria. And I would just say that, you know, the consequences of this, it goes well beyond us as companies and our ability to conduct business here. This translates into healthcare inequality for the people of Slovakia, and this leads to poor outcomes. And a good example of this is that you have the highest probability of dying from a cancer diagnosis if you are in Slovakia than you are in any other European country. And these are the challenges that we need to change. And to change this, you know, this is going to require, as we said, all of us sitting around the table and making a positive difference. You know, on the upside, though, and it's not that it's dire, there has been some better collaboration and access breakthroughs. And recently, you know, we were able to at least provide some compassionate use access, which is free medicine, to Slovak children who suffer from spinal muscular atrophy. And here I would like to thank the Ministry of Health for making this possible, because this is definitely the right step in the right direction. And I'll just conclude on this comment to say, you know, from a business perspective, business community perspective, we all care, and why is healthcare important for the business community? We all care about the welfare of our employees and their families, and we also recognize the importance of supporting a healthy workforce that leads not only to better productivity, but also towards attracting talent and new investments into Slovakia. And healthcare is a societal topic, and therefore it's important also for the business community to contribute their voice towards the solutions needed to help to improve healthcare in Slovakia.
Thank you. Thank you both for sharing these emotional experiences and being very open about the truth and the state of access to innovative treatment in Slovakia. I also would like to ask, how can us business community, particularly MCHEM, can contribute to its change?
Maybe I can kick off with that one, Darren, and you chip in. Look, MCHEM has almost 400 members under one roof. I think that's amazing, you know. I see a very high activity level of this organization, not just in healthcare sector, and I actually appreciate that, because we don't treat only patients from our own companies. We treat patients for whole Slovakia. And as sad as it will sound what I'm going to say, actually, I really want to stress this, you know, Slovakia currently is not an attractive market to invest in from a corporate perspective, because it has multiple limitations. It has a very difficult access criteria. It's actually just not an area where the company would like to invest. And if you look at an MCHEM and its own membership, I feel there is a commitment not just from pharmaceutical companies, but as well from other companies to actually help their people in a long term. You know, maybe me and Darren will not be in Slovakia anymore, but I'm always saying to my team, when there will happen a significant legislative change, please give me a call. Wherever I am in the world, I'll open a bottle of champagne and cheer to all patients who will get access to the newest medicines available. And I usually like to say, you know, this is like a TV, right? We all remember black and white TVs. I think we're Petra, maybe you're not that old, but me and Darren, we remember black and white TVs and watching cartoon on it. We don't have black and white TVs anymore at home. We have flat screens, LCDs, you know, because the innovation goes on in all areas, not just in healthcare. And this is not our ask or the healthcare committee ask from MCHEM for something that does not belong to Slovak patients. Actually, they have right to ask for it. And I would like to see the whole Slovak society to fight for what it belongs to them. And I think MCHEM and its committees, its bodies and its membership can actually support this change. And like Darren said, when you put the right people around the table, the solutions will fly out. And it's an easy way, just has to be the same objective and same purpose. And I really want to stress, we are here to help and support, bring experts. You know, I personally commit to continue investing in Slovakia as long as we see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Thank you, Mateja. Darren?
Yeah, I would love to add to this as well. You know, when you think about healthcare in Slovakia, it really needs to be apolitical and societal base. We need to take some of the politics out of Slovakia. And, you know, in doing so, this would definitely help us to move forward and establish the framework for a Slovak healthcare system that is well-functioning, modern, efficient, and centered around the Slovak patient. But here, I'd also like to add that we also need a healthcare framework that is resilient in the face of the ever-changing political environment in Slovakia. And thus, setting a healthcare strategy along with a long-term vision for a prosperous future is necessary. And in addition to that, the ability to have the midterm, short-term goals for better reform and modernization. And this is where I think that the American Chamber of Commerce can continue to play an absolute important role in value adding and shaping the healthcare policy needed in Slovakia, anchoring to the long-term vision that is already offered, and then through the network of the American Chamber of Commerce, accessing the best practices and impactful policies from across other European countries in order to bring the innovation, digitalization, and healthcare modernization to Slovakia. And personally, I would like to applaud the efforts of the Healthcare Committee to support Slovakia in establishing a foundation for quality, accessible health data. This is really important towards shifting Slovakia from a healthcare system that is focused on cost to a well-functioning, efficient healthcare system that is really focused on value and outcomes and improving the patient's well-being. And maybe I'll just conclude as well, you know, recognizing the challenges facing Slovakia in both healthcare and the lifestyles industry, I personally remain optimistic. As I tell my employees, the current situation cannot continue to exist and things will get better. And it's companies like ours, you know, the Novartis of the world, the Roche of the world, MSD, Pfizer, and others, where we are as multinationals able to offer the expertise and partnerships towards helping Slovakia set the necessary framework to improve their system. And in doing so, we really believe that this is in service of the Slovak people and with the intent to provide a long-term vision for bettering the society and bringing prosperity. So on that, I really appreciate the opportunity to share our views here on this really important topic for Slovakia.
Thank you very much, both of you. I'm very happy that the Many Years Healthcare Committee of MCHM Slovakia tries to tackle systemic challenges of Slovak healthcare and offers platform for expert discussions. You and your companies play a very active and important role of this agenda, and I truly hope you will continue play this active role in the future endeavor of healthcare committee. Thank you, Mateja and Darren, for inspiring discussion, and I wish you lots of success on your professional and personal path. Guests of today's podcast were Mateja Čotár, General Manager at Novartis Oncology and Country President Novartis Slovakia, and also an MCHM board member, and Mr. Darren Wilson, General Manager Roche Slovakia and MCHM board member. This podcast was brought to you by the American Chamber of Commerce in Slovakia. We are already preparing other interesting business topics with inspiring guests for you. Keep listening MChat podcasts. Speak to you soon. Bye.